Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get it! Good morning, people. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Up State Tuesday. Bright and dark and early. It don't matter. We got work
you
to
yourself
do.
Can be bright this early.
Yeah, but I think bright and early describes the day, not me and then the day. Because if there is one thing that you will never call me, it's early to anything ever.
Okay, so we're not going to hear that boy ain't bright. He ain't smart. I don't know what he's doing.
I mean, I've heard it before.
Yeah, me too.
It's not okay. Well, that's just unnecessary. We got 4 hours of the most electrifying sports talk entertainment in the game coming your way and starting right this very second. You want in? Good. I want you in. It's very simple to get in. 844-326-3663 is the number to text the show on the Hub City Spartanburger text line. You can also use that number to call the radio program. 844-326-3663 is the number. Jump on board and be a part of the show in whichever way you wish to do so. You can get at us on the old Twitterverse, at the Rob Brown Show, that's me, at Lonzo Onward, that is he, at the Fan Upstate, that is we, all of us, me, Great One, Diesel, Cole Bryson, everybody jump in that direction, be a part of the show. I got told yesterday that once again, it's like I can't win with you people. I got told yesterday, there was an event yesterday at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. The Greenville Swamp Rabbits introduced their new head coach, Chad Costello. And I went over there to be a part of the press conference and was talking after the presser was over. They did a lovely little reception for coach. And as I went up there, I was talking to a handful of the fans, and the Swamp Rabbit fans exclusively know me from two places. They know me obviously from the show, and they know me from being the in-arena game day announcer for that team as well. And so I was standing up in the reception with one of them, and he said, you know, I listen to your show in the mornings. And I said, that's fantastic. I appreciate that. And I made my traditional joke of, well, between you and my mom, that's at least two people. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Because I got them scripted. I got them ready to go.
Yeah, maybe hire a new writer and get a couple more in there.
That's good stuff. It works. Most people chuckle. So he said, I listen every day. He said, you know, I almost called the other day because I had a Stanley Cup take. And I said, great. Why didn't you? And he said, well, I just, You didn't invite people to be a part of the show, so I didn't know if it was okay to call or not. People, you're not invited to call the show. You're mandated to call the show, all right? I want you on the air. I want you to be a part of it. I firmly believe that sports are better with more good voices involved with them. I don't need Stephen A. Smith on another show. But y'all, I believe y'all, because y'all know ball. Because if you didn't know ball, you wouldn't be here right now, all right? So the phone line is given out every set. Well, almost at most segments, most days, because you were invited and encouraged to call the show. We got a lot we got to get to. Florida dismantles Edmonton last night. Speaking of the Stanley Cup, the Rat does it again. Opens up with a 57-second goal. And the thought in that spot was, okay, good hockey team. Of course they came out with a little fuego. Of course they came out a little hot. They were carrying the Momo from the other night. No worries. The Oilers will answer. And then they didn't because they scored again. And then they scored again. And then they scored again. And then they scored again. 6-1 your final last night. Marchand opens. Verhaeghe closes the first period. It's 2-0. Florida scored a pair of goals in every period last night. But what this game was all about, and I suspect that it is a game that if I, you know, hindsight being what it is, 2020, if I had a game that I would have said, you know what, I got to get somebody involved. I want somebody to watch this. So here's the game I would like you to watch. I don't know if it would have been this one or not. Great one. The game ended with 35 penalties and 140 penalty minutes either served or escorted back to the locker room to not participate in the game with 10-minute game conducts. The Edmonton Oilers
did
had
this extend 20, the game, though?
No.
No, I was going to say, 20-minute
games.
That happens in the game,
yep.
So, I mean, you know.
20-minute game, so if two guys get a penalty on the same whistle, then if they both get 2-minute minors, that's considered as 4 minutes of penalty time.
Isn't it about time they fought?
Yeah, I mean,
like
it's been
3 games in.
It's been chippy a little bit. It was a straight-up WWE match last night, up to it including, I mean, a legitimate double-leg takedown right in front of the goal because a dude got a little stick-happy. It was. I don't know, if a football game or a basketball game devolved into what I saw on the ice last night, I think I would have come in here and I'd have gotten preachy, right? If a football game or a basketball game devolved into their version of what I saw last night, I would have come in here today and I would have said, that's not okay. Disrespectful to the game. You should be ashamed of yourself. There's no place for that in the great sport of whatever sport we're talking about. Last night, it got to the end of the first. And I have this routine that I've started to do, which is I trick myself into thinking I'm going to stop watching the game and go to bed and watch it the next morning. It got to the end of the first period last night. It's 2-0 Cats. Again, in the first period, Marchand scored less than a minute in. Verhaeghe scored with 2 and some change left to play. It's 2-0. And then here come the Oilers. So I said end of the first. I'm like, all right. Still got a very good chance to be a good game. Over the past 2 Stanley Cups, we have had a few games where one team comes out with a rip-roaring start and the other team climbs back in. So I'm like, no worries. I'll go ahead and I'll throw on the old PJs. I'll pour myself a little bourbon. And then I'll hang out with the dog for a few minutes. And if, you know, if Edmonton scores, great, we got a game. I'll stay up a little while. And if Florida continues to distance themselves, then I'll finish my Angels envy. I'll head to the bed. I'll give a, you know, a goodnight kiss on the forehead to the wife. And I'll go to bed. So out we come. 1:40 into the second period, Corey Perry scores on the power play. And I'm like, all right, 2-1. We got ourselves a game here. Then 1 minute and 20 seconds later, Sam Reinhart scores. It's 3-1. Then 4.5 minutes later, Sam Bennett scores. It's 4-1. But at this point, it was very evident that when Brad Marchand scored the double OT game winner in game number two, he broke the Oilers. Because at this point, the Oilers were just, they were trying to do the one thing I warned them about, do the one thing that I warned Carolina about. Do not try to out Florida, Florida. You can't do it. No one can do it. What Florida does is very Florida, man, and you cannot take it from somebody who used to be one. You cannot out Florida, man, Florida, man. You just can't do it. And even if they are 80% Canadians and a couple of Europeans and a handful of Americans like Matthew Tkachuk, they're still Florida mans. You can't out Florida man, the Florida man. So at this point, Edmonton is just reacting and doing nothing but reacting. You could see the absolute frustration from the coaching staff on the bench. You could see the frustration from the players on the ice. They tried to get into a Florida man off with Florida mans, and that's never going to win. There's an old expression that we use very regularly in politics, which is never try. Like, don't wrestle with a pig. They'll drag you down in the slop. You'll lose and they'll enjoy it. You know this phrase I'm talking about. I'm dumb and I can't remember.
I've never heard that phrase before, but it makes sense. I mean,
yeah, it's like don't. And I'm again big dumb idiot. It's like don't wrestle with a pig. Don't wrestle with a pig is a phrase that is short for don't waste your time and energy in a situation where the other party is enjoying the conflict. You can't beat that guy because he'll keep the conflict going for the sake of the conflict, not because he's got good nature in the resolution of the conflict. When somebody enjoys the conflict more than they enjoy the resolution of conflict, then you don't argue with that guy because you cannot win. Either A, you stretch out, you end up seeing the stretching out of the conflict to the point that for them it's just self-pleasure and gratitude. And B, you can't win. They will never admit defeat because it's not about winning or losing. It's just about getting under your skin and annoying the crap out of you. That's all it's about.
Why'd you point at me every time as you were saying?
No, see, you. The problem is they have this building set where you and I sit across from each other.
Which is how it should
be. I'm a generic pointer.
It should be us across.
No,
from
we should
each
be
other.
Sitting 90 degrees.
Why?
All right, I should be facing this way and you over there. I can do this without you thinking that everything I say is about you. Because I'm a politician's pointer. I just generic point to make a point.
By the way.
Am I wrestling with a pig right now?
I don't know. It's because your pointing is different when you mean it towards me. The fingers are moved in a different way.
If I mean
way.
You get a one finger point.
No.
This is a
that's
point,
too,
point.
That's too aggressive for you. So the fingers will part just a little bit. So the point is in there without it looking like that you're actually doing the full-on point.
So I should run for office, got it.
Well, we all knew that for years now. So
I should not run for office. So,
but in they knew they were beat, so they just decided to fight.
Not out front. Out front, I don't think they were beat. I think about a little more than halfway through the second period. I think that they were still very much in this game. 3-1 is an overcomable deficit. 3-1's an overcomable deficit.
In hockey it is?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, this is the I was actually texting last night my group of Discord bros that have been watching the playoffs together in a Discord group chat were unavailable last night. But we had a group text going because two of them were with their cheering at a theater production that, they don't live here, so I can say it without getting them in trouble. They were at a theater production that they had zero interest in being at. Like a third grade presentation of, I won't say what play they were doing, but pay no attention to the man behind the
curtain. That's the thing that you tell your buddies, oh, yeah, I didn't want to be there. They absolutely wanted to
really?
Be there.
Really? Because I never stopped getting texts from them, so they were clearly watching hockey and the text thread, not the play.
That's I don't know why you're bringing poor parenting onto this
I don't.
Show,
I don't know why you are.
You do dislike kids, so you're taking joy in the fact
that
incorrect.
Other
people dislike kids.
That is incorrect. What I do enjoy is glasses of bourbon and hockey. when I want to watch talkie and drink glasses of bourbon. And what I don't think we're going
to
do.
What does that have to do with kids at a play?
What I don't think we're going to do is say that being part of a good parent is you must enjoy every minute of everything that your child does. No, you're going to hate some of it. You're going to think some of it sucks and don't want to be there. You're telling me there was never a moment that your kids were actively involved in something that you didn't sit back in a chair and be like,
I missed two events
That's not what I said.
And I'm still upset about it. No, that's that. Let me finish. I'm still upset about it. I did enjoy every second because those are my kids, and I was so grateful that I was able to work in a job that I was able to be there for everything they did. The couple things that I didn't get to go to was because they both were doing something at once, and we had to split it up.
I think there is a difference between I am glad I get to be there for my kids versus I'm enjoying this thing they're doing.
Here's the thing. You know, why am I talking? Because you don't believe me. And that's you should believe me because absolutely that was my goal in life and I met my goal. Everything from now on is just, it's just a cake. Real tasty cake too.
I do like cake. Yesterday I had a lemon cake. Holy crap.
What kind of frosting?
Lemon. It was like lemon buttercream frosting on a lemon cake.
Buttercream.
I lost my mind. Hey, quick question. Anybody, any parents out there that are willing to acknowledge that there are things your kids do that you hate going to? Are any parents willing to say, yeah, my kid's in piano recitals and God, I would rather do anything else? Anybody willing to say that, you know, my kid's playing this particular sport, I'm not a fan of that sport, and I'm miserable, but I got to go because it's like, just, it's for me. I won't even read them on air if you don't want me to. I'm just curious, okay? Anyway, the boys last night, two of my hockey bros who are friends from back home, had to go watch their kids, who are classmates, put on a play. And they were evidently watching the Stanley Cup on their phone from, I assume, the back of like an elementary school auditorium somewhere. And we were all texting back and forth about this game. And when Florida went up 4-1 in this game, there was still over half of the game remaining, right? Still half the game remaining. And one of the guys texts me and he goes, well, I guess if there was a game to miss, it was this one because it's over. And I said, well, hang on. There's still half the game left to play. They can score four and win this thing. And he goes, why do you say that? And I said, because we played half the game and Florida scored four. Like, if Florida can score four and half the game, why can't another Stanley Cup final championship caliber team? And then I pointed out that if you took that same attitude into last year's Stanley Cup, you missed out on a banger of a series because Florida won three consecutive games to open up the cup last year. And then what happened? Edmonton won three consecutive games to make it a 3-3 series and force a game seven. Like, it's not over. Except for he was right about this one because it was definitely over. Florida would pile on two more in the third period from Ekblad and Rodriguez, and it was all over at that point. Edmonton at one point, in fact, pulled. Stu Skinner's been one of the best goalkeepers in this postseason, but Stu was getting Skinnered last night and not the Leonard kind, and he got pulled after giving up five goals against 23 shots. Calvin Pekarek came in. He gave up one on eight. It was gnarly for Edmonton. 21 penalties in the game for Edmonton. There were 14 more from Florida. Now, granted, a lot of Floridas came once Edmonton started taking the shots late in this one. Edmonton had, and this does include 10-minute misconducts, et cetera, et cetera. But Edmonton served 85 penalty minutes last night. That's a lot of penalty minutes. Edmonton tried to out-Florida Florida. And I promise you, as a former Florida man, if you go full Florida man in the presence of a Florida man, you are going to get out Florida manned. That's just how it's going to go. Texas said, I can't stand my kid's piano recitals. He plays for 3 minutes, but I'm stuck watching everyone else's kid for 2.5 hours. It makes me crazy. I dread that time every year. I get it. I get it. All right, back after this, the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you go toe-to-toe with someone who has expertise in their thing, and you do not have expertise in their thing, unless you just get lucky, you're gonna lose the thing. About four or five years ago, I got asked when I was down in Pensacola, Florida, I got asked to throw out a pitch for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. That is the, I think they're a Twins affiliate. Now, it doesn't matter. They're same level as the Drive baseball team down in Pensacola, Florida. And so I said, absolutely. And the grounds manager, a gentleman by the name of Willie, super good dude. I need to check in, see if I can find out if he's still around down there in the Pecola. Anyway, guy named Willie called me. He goes, I was doing morning radio in the time in the Fort Walton Beach Destin area. We had a station in Pensacola. And so he calls me, he goes, hey man, listen, everybody in the on the team, everybody as a member of the organization gets to invite somebody to throw out a first pitch at a game. Would you like to be my invitee and come throw out a first pitch? And I said, yeah, absolutely. That would be spectacular. So I went over to the stadium, and he invited me for a night game. He invited me to come there at like noon that day, take a tour of the facility, kind of get to go. Because I didn't work for the Wahoos the way that I've worked for some of the other clubs. So he said, come on out. I'll give you a tour of the facility. I'll walk you around the dugout. I'll bring you up to the press box, and like you can check out all the stuff. I'll show you all the equipment we use to take care of the field, which for a big nerd like me is super fascinating. I'm in. So I went over there at like noon, and he did all that. Gave me the tour of the clubhouse, gave me the tour of the locker room, gave me the tour of everything. And then he goes, all right, let's head down to the field. The boys are going to get out there for warm-ups in BP,
at around, you know, 4 o'clock, they'll start getting out there and stretching and all that. And I was like, great. And I, you know, I asked them, I'm like, hey, do you mind if I, can I go out to the bump and throw a couple of warm-ups? Like, I want to make sure I still got it in the tank. It had been a long time since I threw a baseball. And he goes, yep, absolutely. And so he walks me out to the bump, and I'm just throwing some warm-up pitches, right? I'm just trying to make sure I still got that high heat, still I can get it in there in, you know, 72, 73. And throwing some pitches, and out comes a couple of the guys. And they roll the, you know, the BP cage they put around home plate, and then they roll the screen out that they put in front of the pitcher because he's going to be serving up meatballs, and the guys are going to start to ricochet him back. So they start rolling everything up. I leave the bump. Now, one of the assistant coaches on the team apparently was also a fan of the show. And I, because I'm me, bought myself a Wahoos jersey and put my name across the back of it because I'm an attention whore. So I said, you know, I'm out there throwing, and a coach walks over, and we're talking for a minute. And he goes, ah, listen to your show. It's good to meet you, whatever. And I said, thanks. And he goes, do you want to throw some BP? And I'm like, to the boys? Yeah, do you want to throw some BT for the fellas? They're about to start warming up. And I said, more than anything else in the world. And he goes, all right, cool, hang on. We're going to get the cage set up. So they set the cage up, and they bring it. But I'm not going to lie, I don't even remember who was on the team at that point. This was, like I said, this was 4, 5, 6 years ago. He said, we're going to get the cage set up. They set the cage up, and they let me throw some BP. Well, I, of course, and I was a young man at the time, I was 34, 35 years of age. I, of course, was thinking to myself, do you understand, even if it's BP, do you understand the size that my noggin is going to swell to if I can K one of these boys? If I can ring one up, even if it's only in a game I'm playing in my head, if I can get one of these guys to watch or swing at three, it will be my crowning athletic achievement in my lifetime. I played on a state championship runner-up basketball team in high school, all right? I was on travel little league teams that won state championships. I had some good runs. But my thought, if I can K a guy who's on his way, at the time they were an affiliate of the Reds, if I can K a guy who is in the program getting developed to head to the show for Cincinnati, and I can create it, even if it's, like I said, in a game only in my head, this situation where sometime down the line that guy goes to the dish and he is swinging bats for the big club, and I can tell anybody within a 25-mile radius, I struck that guy out. Yeah, it was a batting practice, but I struck him out. It's going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. No day of my life will ever beat that. So up to the dish comes one of the fellows on the roster, right? First guy I face. Now, I've been throwing pitches for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. The arm's good and loosened up. I'm like, I got my best stuff now, right? I throw pitch number one. And the goal for number one was just to, like, get a vibe, right? I'm gonna throw one. I'm going to try to pipe it, and I'm going to see what he does against it. This man hit a baseball far enough that if it was a car, he'd have needed to fill up the gas tank. I just think, well, I was like, I watched it go over the fence. And in Pensacola, in left field, there's no seats because it's fence. Then there's about 20 yards of grass. And then there's, I guess, a wharf. I don't really know what to call it. It's like a private dock boating area. All right, it's an inlet that on the other side, there's a bunch of houses and apartments, and it's just all boat docks out there, right? And then that's like 40 yards across. So it's like outfield fence is you know, 315, 320 to left. And then there's about 20 yards of dirt or of grass, like a little park. And then there's about 40 yards of water. And then there's a bunch of boats. This man almost hit a boat with the baseball. So that's 420. 440, this man almost hit a boat with a baseball. And I'm like, oh, crap. So, now I'm in the mood, right? I'm like, okay, I know what he can do. I know what the bat speed is. I know what his swing style is. I'm good now. Second one, I'm like, I'm winding up. I'm giving him everything I got, and I'm taking it low and away. I gave him everything I got, probably misplaced it. It was like low center. This man hit the baseball to the same bleeping spot. I mean, they'll say it like probably landed within 5 feet over the first ball landed. I'm like, all right, don't go center low. So I'm like, let me go up top. So I bring heat up and away. cracks it again. This one out to right field. Clears the scoreboard. Scoreboard's 900 feet tall. Clears the scoreboard. All right? I was throwing everything I had in the bag at this man. Now, again, I'm not in my prime anymore. I'm 34, 35 at the time. Not even close to in my prime. But I'm throwing this man everything I got. I can actively feel the tendons and ligaments in my arm disintegrating. All right? Just fit. I am giving this man everything I got. This guy probably took like 9 baseballs over the fence. I could not do anything. And this is a low-level minor league player. Now, there's obviously a world of difference between pitching in high school when you're in high school and pitching to professional athletes when you're a 34-year-old man. But I thought I had something in me. The point here was I thought I was going to go toe-to-toe with somebody who does that for a living, and I couldn't stand up to it. I wouldn't even in the ballgame. Edmonton Oilers, you're me, and they're that guy that took me 9 for 9 into a different county. Do not go up against somebody who is an expert in something and think that you are going to outdo them at the thing that they do as it. You're just not going to do it, all right? And that's what Edmonton tried to do last night. I'm not going to say on hockey all day, but I do love the Stanley Cup, and so you're all going to listen to it. As Adam Sandler once famously said, you're going to listen to every damn word I have to say. Last night, the Edmonton Oilers tried to play Florida Panther hockey. And not only did they get it worked, but they got worked and they got embarrassed. You know, it would probably be one thing if you lost 6-1, but let's say like half their fellas were missing a tooth this morning. It'd have been one thing if you lost 6-1, but 2 or 3 of them woke up in a hospital bed. It'd be one thing if you were up 6-1 and you knew coming into the next contest that they were battered, bruised, broken, and dispirited. You know what they weren't? Any of those things. Because you tried to play Florida man hockey. They won 6-1. They beat your ass in most of the fights. And they're hitting sellies. Before that, like, they do their post-game stick raise for the parent, and then they're hitting sellies on the ice after that. You made Florida feel like a gazillion dollars. I'm going to keep it a buck. Florida in 5. They may not lose another game in this series. Don't go up against an expert and think you're going to keep up. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. We'll do not hockey next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And sometimes I get texts from people where I can't tell if they're being sarcastic or not. Texter said, Rob, really enjoy the way you tell a tale. I don't text. I'm gonna take you as being genuine here and say thank you. At the end of the day, my boss will tell you that my primary job is a storyteller. So I hope you're being sincere, because if you are, I'm doing a great job at my job.
That Rob Brown can sure spin a yarn.
If you're being sarcastic in saying, quote, Rob, really enjoy the way you tell a tale, if you're being sarcastic, then I'm in
all
trouble.
Right, here's how I heard it. Great story, bro.
Again, I have no idea if that's legit or sarcastic, because there's people like me who say bro as a genuine term of endearment to someone, and then there's people who only say bro sarcastically. I don't know if the text, Rob, really enjoy the way you tell a tale, is sarcastic or not. Like, if I was sitting
what
at a bar.
What if they said brother on the end of it?
Same thing. Bro is just old man for, or brother's just old man for bro. Like, if you sit at a bar and you're telling a story of your glory days, bow, bow, now, now, and somebody looks at you and they go, yeah, I really love the way you tell a story, bro. Is it sarcasm? I'm going to assume it's sarcasm. But if they say, I really enjoy the way that you tell a story, bro, that's not I don't know. I don't know. So I'm going to take it for the sake of my own health and well-being here, Texter, that you're being sincere and genuine, in which case, thank you. That's my job. All right. We have talked some hacky. 6-1 Florida wins over Edmonton last night. Take a 2-1 series lead with game numero cuatro, scheduled on Thursday. Get a couple of days off in the midst of this one before we play game four and take it back to Edmonton. I wanted to get to this. We have talked, obviously, about the fact that last Friday night, wonderful Katy Perry song. Last Friday night, the judge overseeing the House v. NCAA settlement accepted the updated settlement terms, and therefore House v. NCAA and all of the consequences hereunto after are now official. We know that one of the hereunto after consequences is the, oh, Texter said sincere, I promise. Thank you, Texter.
That could also be considered sarcastic. For sure. There's no way they're not.
No. Sincere, I promise. We know that the House v. NCAA settlement has established the College Sports Commission. The College Sports Commission is going to be the new policy creating and enforcing arm of the NCAA. However, and this is the most impactful element of it. The College Sports Commission arm is actually going to be run by the conferences. We were talking about the Power Four and whoever else elects to participate in the future of college athletics. It is going to be run by the conferences, which I said yesterday on the show, I think is a solid compromise. I think it's a compromise because the only way that all of this is going to work the way that we hope that it works, that we are going to have rules, that those rules are going to be clear, concise, efficient, and most importantly of all, that those rules are going to be followed and enforced, is if the conferences feel like and the schools feel like they have some element of autonomy and control over all of them. Now, there does need to be, and this is just a brief editorial aside, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, there does need to be some level of athletes having a say in all of this. And I do think that while the schools and the conferences may very well sign some sort of document which says the commission abides and we will listen to what they have to say, we will follow what they have to say, and we will not fight back should we take any issue or umbrage with disciplinary action that they decide to take against us. The players, the athletes, the student athletes, are not going to likely be obligated to sign any sort of documentation that says the same, and therefore they will still have the right to challenge decisions made legally. Now, hopefully, this enforcement arm basically creates a list of rules that are written out, tested out, thought out by attorneys, are proven as acceptable, and states across the United States that run academic institutions all say, yeah, we're good with these. On a state and federal level, we're good with these. Now, we're kind of going down the line into creating a bunch of hypotheticals. And one of the things that I advised people against doing yesterday, I did when we had John Blau on, I did when I was having some discussions on the internet with friends of mine and other various fans around the sports landiosphere yesterday. I said, one thing I don't want you to do. Don't work yourself into a shoot, brother. Don't fantasy book yourself into disaster and despair. Don't create a hypothetical situation in your mind and then accept it as the reality. Like, we got to let this thing go and play out a little bit. And I promise you, if there ends up being problems down the line, I'll probably be the first one in line to attack, right? But let's not go ahead and assume that something needs to be attacked yet. Like, let's get there first. So, one of the questions that a lot of folks had yesterday was, okay, if the conferences are going to have a massive say in what this commission looks like, how it is set up, who is on it, how it is run, who are they going to put in charge? Because my big fear out of the gate was going to be that there was going to be a college sports commission that was going to be run, to keep it simple, was going to be run by the conferences. And if the conferences are going to run a thing, who would they put in charge of the thing? Themselves. I was fully prepared, and again, weeks ago, because we kind of got an inkling that this wasn't going to be the case, but weeks ago, I was preparing myself for, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the chairman of the new College Sports Commission, Greg Sankey. And I was going to go, inmates running the asylum, man, right? Like, you can't have the people who are being governed and disciplined by the governing and disciplinary body also be the governing and disciplinary body. But it turns out that's not who's going to be in charge. Former Major League Baseball executive Brian Seeley has been named the CEO of the new College Sports Commission. He was officially named on Friday night. Yesterday, they went ahead and confirmed all of that. Sources told ESPN that Seeley has been the target for that role for multiple weeks, and the long-awaited formalization of the House settlement triggered his official hiring. Sources also told ESPN that Seeley is expected to make seven figures in the new role, an income that is justified by the belief that Seeley is going to be one of, if not the, most prominent figure in college sports. Seeley is currently MLB's executive vice president, legal and operations, and he brings investigative experience, according to ESPN, which they say, quote, will be key in this role. In the post-settlement era, the NCAA will no longer be in charge of the enforcement of most rules. It will still maintain purview over things like academics, but it will not patrol benefits. The CSC, the new enforcement arm of the NCAA, was created as coaches and conferences for a very long time, have been, and I'm going to use ESPN's word here, craving some sort of guidance since the advent of NIL. In a formal announcement, Seeley's job is described as having, quote, to build out the organization's investigative, and I'm going to get there, and enforcement teams.
But it's investigative, man. I've never heard it's investigative. It's not, but okay. Continue.
That's how I said it on the TV news, and they never got mad at me for it. So
really,
yeah. So I'm gonna keep it up, for now.
Okay, all right. Listen. It's probably a Florida pronunciation.
Yes, as we all know, we say things different down there in the Floridas. Seeley's job is described as having to, quote, build out the organization's investigative and enforcement teams and oversee all of its ongoing operations and stakeholder relationships. Per the release, Seeley, quote, and his team will also be responsible for enforcement of the new rules around revenue sharing, student athlete, third party name, image, and likeness deals, and roster limits. Seeley was hired by the four conference commissioners, the ACC's Jim Phillips, Big Ten's Tony Petitti. I can't not say it that way now.
I have a problem with that because anytime anyone says his name, now I hear it that way.
Tony Petitti. Big 12's Brett Yormark and the SEC's Greg Sankey, who released a joint statement that says, quote, Brian brings unwavering integrity and a wealth of relevant experience to his new role leading the College Sports Commission and working to ensure a smooth implementation of this new system. We are grateful to have an individual with his credentials and expertise at the helm, and we look forward to his leadership as we transition into this new era of college sports. I don't off the cuff have an issue with the hire. I obviously, as I am checked in with the baseball world via my work with the BetMGM Network, is the host of Bet for the Cycle every Saturday from noon to four, the nation's number one baseball gambling show, if you ask my mom. I've been dialed in, and I kind of have an idea of Seeley's role within MLB over the past couple of years. Not super intimately, but yeah, I've been around. I don't really have an issue. I have taken issue with a lot of the decisions made by Rob Manfred, the acting commissioner of Major League Baseball. I have taken issue with other folks within baseball's power structure. Off the top of my head, I cannot recall there being a story or situation that Seeley has been involved with that I have had any sort of issue with. Now, me having an issue with a decision or two is not necessarily the end all be all for his ability to step in and fill this role. I think the biggest story here for me is that you have a decision made by the Power Four conference commissioners, those who will be ultimately in control of the CSC. You have a consensus decision. Now, any time that college football has a consensus opinion, my gut instinct, as somebody who wants to believe that there is still good left in the world, is, hey, that's great. Wonderful. Everybody's on the same page. On the flip side, the larger side of me, the absolute jaded and cynical skeptic in me says, is this a consensus decision or is this a Big Ten and SEC decision that everybody else realizes that we don't really have the power to like do anything else, right? Now, we saw Brett Yormark a couple of weeks ago during spring conference meetings taking place around America issue a press release in which he kind of chastised the Big Ten and the SEC a little bit. It got under old Greg's skin there for a few minutes. But we haven't really seen anything that leads me to indicate that this wasn't a consensus decision across the Big Four. The problem with the NCAA for so many years, the reason that they have been labeled on this show a toothless and feckless organization, is because their inability to do anything that got everybody under their purview of power to say we respect it and we abide by it basically led to them not doing anything for a very long time and creating a world where all of this became necessary. had, as we talked about, the NCAA laid down the guidelines and all that at the beginning. And keep in mind, a lot of reason they didn't, because they knew if we start putting down guidelines, guardrails, rules, as this is developing, we are very well aware that the conferences and the individual schools within them will start pushing back litigatively. They will start pushing back in courtrooms. And the NCAA does not have a wonderful record when fighting it out in the courtroom. So, like, on one hand, yes, I will jump on board and say this is the fault of the NCAA. But I will also stick with a talking point I've had for a while, which is it's the fault of the NCAA because of the schools, because of the conferences. The NCAA was never going to do anything that it knew it would be taken in front of a judge over by the schools, by the conferences, by players, etc. There's no point when they get it hammered every time they go into a courtroom. There was no point in trying to establish a set of rules and guidelines that they and we all knew were just going to get challenged in front of a judge and were just going to get overturned anyway. So the only way this is going to work was to have some sort of disciplinary and enforcement arm that all the schools were on board with from the jump. And that's what this is. And now you bring in a guy who has been in charge of a similar situation in Major League Baseball. You bring in charge a guy who has been in charge of a massive multi-billion dollar organization. You bring in charge a guy who has done some investigative work, research in years gone by, and you place them into that role for college sports. Now, is that going to be good enough? Honestly, I don't know. But I'll say what I said yesterday again. Do not, and this is a thing that my wrestling bros all learn over and over again, do not work yourself into a shoot, brother. Do not fantasy book yourself into a spot where your fantasy becomes your reality. Do not book yourself into a fantasy that leads you to believe there is only doom and gloom on the horizon. And this is me saying this. Let's let this thing play itself out, and then we can get mad a year from now when we see if it's working or not. Are some schools getting screwed or not? Is it being fair across the board or not? Is it getting it handed to them in courtrooms and therefore is pointless or not, etc.? All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, water cooler cheat sheet, 8 a.m., we are going to be joined by Chad Costello, the brand new head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, doing his first one-on-one media interview with us here on the show at 8 a.m. So make sure you're here for that. Also, make sure you're here for the next 60 seconds. Your life will be better because of Lonzo Sports Flash.
He's pretty accurate about that. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals was a 6-1 blowout in favor of Florida. The Panthers scored 2 goals in all 3 periods with 6 different skaters contributing to the scoreline. That's a blowout. Game 4 is Thursday. The Atlanta Braves stopped a 7-game losing streak with a 7-1 win over Milwaukee last night. Chris Sale earned the win, going 7 innings, striking out 11 while allowing 5 hits and just 1 run. Murray State has punched the final ticket to the Men's College World Series in Omaha, earning a 5-4 win over the Duke Blue Devils. The double elimination finals start Friday with Coastal Carolina versus Arizona and Oregon State versus Louisville, then resume Saturday with UCLA versus Murray State and Arkansas versus LSU. Our number 2 of the Rob Brown Show and the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet are coming up next right here on The Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.